to me, the spirit of the instrument is, it's very mysterious and dark and spooky sometimes. I'm Scott Berlant. I live in Clarkston, Georgia, and I play the theremin. What I like about the theremin is the interface. You don't touch the instrument. The physical aspect is really interesting to me and very relaxing to me. If I were to describe the theremin, it is a rectangular box. Protruding out of the left side of the instrument is a loop-shaped antenna, which controls the volume. The farther away my hand gets, the louder. The closer, the softer the sound gets, and eventually cuts out completely. Protruding vertically from the right side of the instrument is the pitch antenna. If my hand is quite close, the pitch is very high. And then I'm moving my hand farther away from the antenna and the pitch is dropping. We're dealing with somewhat of a magnetic field on both of these antennas. What someone who plays a theremin does is interrupt that field. It's my understanding that the inventor of the instrument, Leon Theremin, was playing around with radios. Think about tuning a radio sort of in between stations. You kind of get that little whine in there. He started sort of moving his hands around, and that was affecting the sound that was coming out of it. So I don't know that he set out to build an instrument. I think that it was quite by accident. Initially, when he came to the United States, Theremin was living high. He was living in high society, and quite understandably, people were fascinated by this thing. It's the first electronic musical instrument.
Электромузыкальный инструмент Theremin Vox – это первый инструмент такого типа.
At that time, he, and I think a lot of the people who played it well, thought about it as a serious classical instrument. I know that there was a concert at Carnegie Hall where there was 10 thereminists on stage. Can you imagine, you know, 1928 going to Carnegie Hall and seeing these people waving their hands around these instruments and the sound that was coming out of it, and it must have blown people's minds. So there was that sort of wonder and surprise about the instrument. Initially. Now we, of course, we look back at the day the Earth stood still and it came from outer space, and you hear that theremin in there, and it's very campy, and Theremin wasn't too happy with the way it was being used in Hollywood. I can understand that feeling that he may have had. I've known Frank Schultz for 20-plus years, and we were part of a large group improv, 2005. Frank was running his lap steel through a computer and adding effects, and I looked over and said, that's pretty interesting. So I got set up doing that and being able to change the sound and mangle the sound and add rhythmic qualities to it. It really opened a whole new world. A couple months after that improv, Frank called and said, hey, would you be interested in trying a lap steel theremin duo? And I thought, well, yes, of course, that's a great idea. Quite often, what comes out is not sound like what you might expect from a theremin lap steel duo. Well, I think that my personal style of playing the theremin, it's not showy at all. It's very slow, and slight movement can cause a wild change in pitch. So just, it's all very slow movements and a lot of listening. Listening is important, particularly in an improvised setting. This seems to work for me. I connect with this method of using this instrument. It feels right. There's just something very natural about moving in that way to me. And I don't know if I'm one to talk with my hands normally, but I do now.